This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz, and on the line with me is Meredith Curtis, and you can find Meredith at meredithcurtis.com, as well as all of her other websites. And Meredith, I'll have you share with those that with the audience in just a minute. This is podcast 161. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And actually, this is podcast 162 that you can find the show notes at Vintage Homeschool. Yeah, I'm always details. I'm not good at details. Welcome, Meredith, and share with us how we can find your websites and your books.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Felice, for having me here today. And my websites, like you said, are meredithcurtis.com and also joyfulandsuccessfulhomeschooling.com, finishwellcon.com, and jshomeschooling.com. So that's where you can reach me, and God is really good. I'm excited to talk about our topic today because I know I've had the privilege recently of having a lot of stress, so this is a great opportunity to not just encourage you, but encourage myself and remind myself to do the things that will be beneficial and not harmful.
Very good. And today our topic is really it's distilled down into having a graceful day, whether it is a stress-filled day, a stress-free filled day, or a grace-filled holiday, or stress-free holiday, whatever that is, you know, whatever time of the year you're listening to this, because we're recording right now, right before, in early November, before the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday season. But as I look at my calendar, Meredith, and as I continue having my family grow with additional little grandchildren, as you just welcomed another one to your family,
yes.
And I can't wait to hear you share about that. But whatever time of the year it is, there's always so much going on, and so we're going to give you some of our, you know, top tips for having a graceful day and walking with the Lord and kind of taking that pressure off of yourself. Well, share with us. We both had an addition to our families this year. We had little Christopher joined my daughter's family in, I believe it was the end of June. I want to say he's 4 months old, so it's either, yeah, the end of June.
Yes,
so he's just now 4. And because I missed the Finish Well conference this summer,
yes.
Because she was due the week of your conference, the 1st of July. And then also Meredith does the Finish Well podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and she has some amazing sessions there, especially for the teenagers, and families are welcome to listen in. And so tell us about your newest grandson.
Well, we welcomed Cooper and David into the world.
Aww.
And it was so sweet because Kate had me come for the labor, and so, of course, Zach was there, and he's so wonderful with her. I always kind of feel like, well, why am I here? Because, you know, they don't need me. They're such a great team. But at the very end, the midwife said, do you want to have the baby in the water? And she had been doing a lot of laboring in the hot tub, or the tub, not a hot tub. And so she got in the water, and it was a water birth. And it was so incredible, like,
wow.
It was really, really neat, and he's just such a peaceful, sweet baby. And so I have Rusty, who is 18 months, and then this brand new little baby. And so it's really been a blessing. And, you know, every time I hold the new baby, he's so peaceful that I fall asleep.
You know, our little Christopher is as well, and he's Christina's seventh child, and so it's a blessing to her because, like she said, her first was a handful, and I think number four was a handful, but God's been gracious in between, you know. So it's you know, he knows our limits. But what I wanted to talk to all of you about, and Meredith is such a trooper because I can change topics midstream and you're ready to go with the flow. And that is, you know, lately I've been noticing that sometimes, you know, we have the super moms that do a great job. And then there's the other moms who feel like, you know, they're just not doing as great and they're resentful to the super mom who maybe doesn't mean to, you know, share some of the things that they're doing right. And what I found, Meredith, lately, it's without naming names in the exact situation, I'm going to be very, you know, not detailed here about what I mean. So you're just going to have to read in between the lines. But I think what I found is that some of the moms that are complaining that they can't do it, and I know, Meredith, you and I have had this situation where people come up to us and go, well, I couldn't homeschool, or I couldn't do what you're doing, or how do you have the time? Or they try to make you feel bad without really, you know, being intentional about it. They just, you do feel bad, like, you know, how can you give each one of those children individual time that they need? And I think to myself, well, let's see, my kids are very independent, you know, because they weren't smothered, because I would be a smothering mommy. I overlove my kids. And as my children have said to me many times, you would put me in a bubble if you could, wouldn't you? And I say, absolutely, I would. I would put you in a bubble and keep you protected until you're 18 and have to go out into the real world, quote unquote, like they're not living in the real world. You know, but I just find that the reason that you and I get a lot done and are not looking at, into other people's homes and being critical is because we don't have time for that because we have enough going on in our own lives. Yeah. And also the time wasters, you know, the things that I see people doing, you know, like that are sharing, oh, we watched, you know, we binge watched, you know, 20 episodes of this show. I'm being sarcastic here, but you know, or however many episodes of whatever show that is, and I'm thinking, I didn't even know that show was out there. You know, there's a couple of shows that my husband likes to watch, and I'll watch them with him, and my husband would be a TV addict if I let him be. You know, I will say he works hard all day, and he just likes to come home and just rest and not think, and so that's a really easy way to do that, but you know, don't you think there are so many things that are time wasters? And right before we went on the air, you shared something with me that I really want you to share with our audience. And that is about, you know, you as a family and as a church. And you can share a little bit about your church, you know, because it's not, well, it's your husband is the pastor, but share about that. And just kind of what you shared with me about just recently going into prayer.
Awesome. And, you know, I agree with you because sometimes people tell me the things they do and I think, how do you have time to do that? Because, you know, people will like, oh yeah, I went shopping to this store and this store and this store. And I'm thinking, wow, I get up in the morning, I work hard, you know, then after dinner I sit and rest, but, you know, I have life group and I have church and I have worship team, but I don't, you know, like I don't binge shop or things like that. So, one of the things that I was telling Felice before we went on the air is that we were having some financial challenges with the church and, you know, we just moved into a new building and it ended up, we had quite a bit in savings and it ended up costing four times more than we thought to do the build out. And so all our savings was gone. And so that meant, you know, okay, things are really lean here, and we've never operated on lean. You know, the church has always, we're always the type who are super cautious. You know, we don't do any debt or anything like that. So, so it's a great cause for concern because there's rent payments due now and other expenses that we didn't realize were part of the rent. And so as a family, we just said, we need to fast. And so the fast we decided to do was a media fast. And we fasted Facebook. We fasted YouTube. We fasted watching any TV, any movies, any kind of entertainment on any kind of technology. So basically, like, we all checked our emails, but that was it. Well, at the end of that time, my daughter, who is a college junior, said to me, "Mom, I am so caught up with all my school. I'm way ahead. I don't, you know, I know the fast is over, but I definitely don't want to go back to spending so much time with technology. I really see how the devil gets in there for me and how much of a time waster it is." And I thought, you know, that's true, because one of my favorite places to waste time, if I'm going to waste time, and I don't mean to do it, I'll say, you know what, I'm going to go on Pinterest. And the next thing I know, an hour has passed, and I'm still on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of what's online, it can suck you in. And I love pictures. So if I get on Facebook and I see all my friends and I get so excited, so I have to limit myself to a certain amount of time to do some of those things, because it's not like, oh, I'm never going to go on Facebook, but I'm not going to go on Facebook for an hour. I'm going to go on Facebook for 10 minutes. And I think part of, please don't take this wrong, but it's kind of a way of growing up, because we have sometimes as adults in our culture right now, we almost have a teenage mentality, like, this is my time in life to play, but not to work. And I think it's dangerous for us, because, you know, we can play all day just on our phone. You know, we can just pick up our phone and we could spend the entire day playing. But God calls us to work hard. And the Bible says all hard work brings a profit. Now, that doesn't just mean if you go to your job and you have a paycheck coming in that if you work hard, you'll get a profit. That is true. But it's also true that if you work hard at your church ministering, if you work hard in your home, cleaning your home, if you work hard at homeschooling your children, it will bring a profit. And we all want a profit. We want to be blessed. We want to walk in blessing. But that blessing doesn't come without hard work. So I just say that because I have a concern for the church, you know, for Christians, because I feel like we kind of get sucked up right along with everyone else. And it's really a lot of passive intake, and our brain goes in neutral, our hands become idle, and it's almost so dangerous. So anyway, my challenge is limit technology to a very small amount of time each day and work hard. Be someone who works hard.
I think that's wonderful. And the Lord is calling us, and I shared with you a situation at church where I really felt like the Lord is calling each one of us, and we are, you know, the Lord's hands and feet, and we are the ones, you know, who are in whatever stage of life you're in, whether it's you've got little kids or you've got the older ones or you've got those in between. And so I think a lot of the depression and guilt as moms comes out of feeling like we're inadequate or we haven't done some of the things that we need to get done. And, you know, that's where we get angry and, you know, it just spirals down from there. So Meredith and I have three things each that we're going to share with you about ways to, you know, get supercharged and have that grace-filled day. And we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are each going to share some ways with all of you. We'll be right back.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and ebooks about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions. Being world changers, raising world changers.
I'm a publisher, and one day my daughter Christina asked me to write a novel with her. Well, that day was long ago, and that little girl is now an adult. But our novels live on. The Truth Seekers Mystery Series highlights a homeschool family, the Murphy Team, in an action-adventure novel that is sure to entertain as well as teach creation truths. To get your copy, visit our website at truthseekersmysteryseries.com.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 162 of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today with me on the line is Meredith Curtis, and my name is Felice Skirwitz. And I want to mention another book to you that is pretty new in my lineup, and then I want Meredith to share some of her books that she has, especially those that have to do with the holidays and hospitality, because she's got quite a few of those. But the book I want to mention to you is a wonderful gift for your children. It's called A Few Minutes with God, and it came out of my children asking me how they could have a, you know, hear the Lord and have a closer relationship with Him. And it was just a question they asked, you know, how do you hear God and how do you know that's Him that created this book some time ago, and it was 4 years ago or so, and it took me another 2 years before I actually wrote it for print. I wrote it for them, a story for them to, to get that information, and then I thought it was just supposed to be for my family and not for, God's family out there, and so that the book has been it sold really well. In the first couple of weeks, it was downloaded over 3,000 times, Meredith. I don't know if I told you like what those numbers
That's
were.
Awesome.
So, yeah, praise God for that. And so it is available on my website as a ebook, and you get a free study guide with it if you buy it from the website, or you can just go get it on Amazon and get the Kindle version. It is available also in print, so you can order that on my website as well. So, Meredith, tell us about some of your holiday books. I know you've got like a Christmas unit study that I have and a lot of other wonderful things for the holidays because you're Miss Hospitality. You really are.
Well, we have I have two Bible studies that talk about the holidays. One is Jesus Fill My Heart and Home, and there's a section on celebrating, and it goes through each of the different holidays and how you can teach your children about the Lord and biblical things and have fun and celebrate God's goodness. And then Welcome In, I-N-N, is a Bible study on hospitality, and that talks about hospitality at the holidays and how you can welcome people in your home in the different holidays. So both of those are available. And we have our first Celebrate book. And so we have Celebrate Thanksgiving. And that is just a book with prayers and devotions and the story of Thanksgiving and recipes and craft ideas, everything you need to have a Christ-centered Thanksgiving. And, of course, I have two Christmas unit studies, Celebrate Christmas in Colonial America and Celebrate Christmas with Cookies. The Celebrate Christmas with Cookies is for little ones, and you read a picture book every day, and you learn different things related to the picture book. And then you bake cookies. Sometimes you bake cookies and freeze them for gifts later. Sometimes you make a cookie mix in a jar to give as a gift, but it's all basically each day you do some kind of cookie making for gift giving. So it kind of, both of the unit studies are really fun, and they allow you to do preparations for Christmas while you're actually learning and doing things for your homeschooling. And then the last books I wanted to mention is I wrote a murder mystery series. I started, there are four books out so far, and I'm actually working on the fifth. And it's about a homeschool mom, surprise, who's a pastor's wife, surprise. And she and her best friend, Sophia, whose husband seems to be, her husband's family members seem like they might be in the mob. They're Italian. It's not police, don't worry. But maybe it's modeled a little after her. But it's really fun. And so there's a mystery that she solves, and at the same time you kind of get a glimpse into a family that's just like ours. So I think you'll enjoy those, and I've had some good feedback from them. So if you like murder mysteries, it's a clean one.
Yes, that's wonderful. It's so funny because we do write what's close to home, right? Like the Two Seekers mystery series started out with my daughter liking the whole anthropology type of thing. And so that's where we started out with it. And she ended up majoring in that, minoring in that actually in college. Well, we are going to give you some of our great tips here. So Meredith, why don't you go ahead and get started with your first way to have a grace-filled day?
The first way to have a grace-filled day is to be caught up on your sleep. Now, I know when as soon as I said that, you're immediately thinking, oh, that's impossible because the baby's awake all night, I have to stay up late to get this done, I get woken up early, and all these different things. And I know finding sleep when you're, especially when you're a nursing mom or you have little ones under the age of six, I know it's very hard to sleep. So make sleep a priority. Try to set a bedtime that's early enough that you can get some sleep. And if you need to take a nap, set aside the time to rest. Sometimes I might put a teaching video in for my children and kind of settle in on the recliner and rest while they're watching it because I was so tired. So, but when we don't get enough sleep, we are so grumpy and we are so easily stressed out. Everything is just heightened for us emotionally when we need sleep. And I remember, you know, I nursed all my babies 2 years. And I remember after 12 years of solid pregnancy nursing, that I woke up one day and I wasn't nursing a baby. And my kids were all sleeping through the night. And I thought, I don't feel tired. And I thought, wow, I felt tired for 12 years. And so God will give you grace if you are tired. But do your very best to make sleep a priority. And remember, caring for children is a very important ministry, and it matters to God. So be as rested as you can be, and that's really setting yourself up for success.
No, and that's true, and that's I will concur that because I remember reading, listening to my kids read, and I had so many days when my kids would be nudging me because it was after I was young, Meredith,
yes.
Early 30s, you know, and they're like nudging me or late, you know, like 28 or I don't even remember. It was, and so I would sit on the floor and because I like to sit and snuggle and, you know, and it was just so comfortable. And so I told my husband, I said, I guess I can't do that because as they were reading, it just lulled me to sleep. So I had to get to bed earlier, and my husband got up very, very early to go to work. He ran his own business, but he was usually out of the house up by like 5:30 and out of the house by, you know, 6 or 6:30 because he used to drive back when he was driving about an hour sometimes to job sites. And so I'd get up with him, and I remember even one time saying, I just need to sleep in. As much as I love to see you in the morning, I need that extra half an hour. And so he was so sweet and allowed me to do that, and that really helped. Because I'm one of these people that I do need my sleep. And one that you're going to talk about in just a minute that is one of my top ones is to really get into prayer. When my kids were younger, I really made a point of just, you know, being with the Lord at least, you know, I mean, the goal was an hour, and it very rarely did I have an hour, but even like 5 or 10 minutes, and being able to pull out my Bible and have a journal where I could just jot some things down. And through the years, it's, you know, how we grow in the Lord and we change. And I remember one time just being in a lot of need and needing a lot of prayer and just having a prayer journal. And I remember looking at it and going, I'm going to start at the back with my prayer petitions backwards. So I was going to start at the very last page, and I started writing the things that, you know, dear Lord, help me with these things, a prayer for, you know, this family or this specific need. And then in the front was my praise to God, you know, what I was thankful for each day, and just having that time to think, you know, read a scripture. And it wasn't even like a set Bible study, which probably would have helped me if I had one. But just having that little bit of time just to listen to the Lord and open the Bible. And, you know, it was randomly, but I felt like I was more in connection with the Lord, Meredith, that he could, you know, kind of lead me, you know, to a specific scripture, you know, or I would flip a few pages and just read, and it would just be like perfectly what I needed to hear. And that was so encouraging to me. And also to start with my petition and pray, read the scripture, and then write what I was thankful for that day. And I started the day on a positive note. And when the kids would come in and see me in my room, you know, with my coffee and my Bible, you know, they got to know that if they interrupted Mommy, she wasn't going to be as grace-filled and as happy that day. Then just let Mommy have a few minutes. I mean, sometimes they would be sitting on the floor. I felt like, talk about guilt, you know, so guilty because they're sitting right there. So when I open the door, you know, I'm about to trip over them. But they were so, you know, understanding, and they at a young age could tell the difference. So what happens is your kids will copy you, whether it's, you know, you go, gosh, why do they pick up these, you know, really bad traits of mine? Why can't they pick up the good ones? And I would, one of the things the Lord revealed to me in my years was maybe because you're demonstrating those bad ones a lot more than you're demonstrating the good ones, you know? Ouch, that hurts,
right.
You
right.
know? But it's true. If you're losing your patience, or you're, you know, getting annoyed, or you're, you know, putting your hands on your hips, and then, you know, I love it, the little ones do exactly what you're doing, you know, it can be a lot. And just, you know, I think, you know, when you're younger, that the Lord does give you these extra graces, but an empty vessel can't give. So if you're not getting filled up, I pray before my grandkids come over. We had them, my husband and I had the little ones over so that my daughter and my son-in-law could go out to dinner. And instead of going out to dinner, they brought them over after church yesterday. And they went to do their bulk shopping at one of the big warehouse things, which my daughter said was such a blessing, you know, not to have seven little ones in tow, and just her and her husband, and she could go home and repackage her food. And then instead of going out to eat, you know, they ate at home to save money, and, you know, and watched a short movie, and then came and picked them up in the evening. Well, by the evening I was exhausted, but I also, you know, ended up not feeling that great. So I sat outside with them, and they were catching butterflies. You know, there was a patch of grass that had not been mowed. And so, you know, in being thankful, I was thankful that, you know, my son had to take his SAT test on Saturday, which is why the lawn didn't get mowed. And I was thankful that Jeff and the boys were busy that on Saturday trying to get some extra work done so Jeff could have his hip replacement on this coming Wednesday. So please keep him in prayer. He's already had one, and he did fabulously. So the doctor is actually doing it before the normal 3 months for the next one, because he wants it done before Christmas. So, and he just wants to be, you know, he's still in pain with his other hip. So he feels so great with his one hip. So anyway, we sat there and I watched them, and they had a blast. They were able to catch these butterflies. They put in little, you know, I found some mason jars, and I was thinking, look at these little ones running around the yard.
They're, all they have are some of the old rollerblades, you know, that were Christina and, or Annie and Michael's and, you know, and the little scooter and running up and down and grandma saying, get down off that tree. You may not climb a tree with grandma because grandma panics and mommy lets them. You know, mommy lets me, but mommy's not here, so grandma says no. You know, grandpa lets me, I know, but grandma's out here and grandma can't handle it. You know, bubble, where's that bubble I can put them in? And speaking of bubbles, you know, they had bubbles. And just what a fun time. I even took a little video of Emma releasing the butterflies and then the baby Olivia, who's two, screaming when they were being released. But, you know, there was no money involved. You know what I'm saying, Meredith? It's not like
right.
there was this huge, you know, entertainment that I had to do. And so, you know, what a blessing. And so anyway, prayer is important. I know you would concur that because your next one deals with prayer. So why don't you share that with us?
Well, have a habit of what you do when something goes wrong that involves prayer. Now, here's what I mean. There's the normal day and you have a routine and, you know, things drop and break and things spill and, you know, sometimes people drop over unannounced and, you know, things get delayed and there's all kinds of different things that can happen in a day and you kind of flow with it and ride with it. But sometimes things happen and it makes you angry and or it makes you really, really sad or really, really hurt. And those are the times that if we don't deal with that situation immediately, then we can end up lashing out at our kids or being emotional all day, and we just can't get past it. So when something happens and you can't get past it, and you know, this is too big, I'm not just going to be able to blow it off, then I would encourage you to find a method of dealing it with it where you go to the Lord. Now, once my kids were a certain age where I could leave the oldest one in charge of the little ones, I got in this habit when something went wrong really bad and I thought, oh my goodness, if I don't get away with the Lord and pray, I'm going to blow my stack. I'm going to lose my temper or I'm going to cry. I'm not, you know, this is too big. Then I'd say to my oldest, Katie Beth, you're in charge of the kids. Mommy's going to go for a walk. I would just pray the whole way around the block. And I would pour my heart out to the Lord. And by the time I would get home, I would be peaceful and calm again. And it really became a pattern for me. And in fact, I ended up, like I called it my walking ministry, because it ended up going from just praying about things to I began to use walks to minister to people. Like if they needed to talk to me, I'd say, hey, let's go for a walk. And there's something peaceful about the rhythm of a walk. And, you know, especially if you're walking along the beach, wow, that's the best. But just physically having a pattern where you take needs to the Lord, because when things are too stressful, you honestly can't handle it, but God can handle it. And if you get a habit of taking things to the Lord, then you'll find that you walk in a lot more freedom and more grace and less stress.
Right. And I love it because I remember calling you about a situation and you said, you know what, let me go pray about it. I'm going to go take a walk and then I'll call you. I was like going, I said, okay, you know, and then you hung up and I hung up and I'm thinking a walk. And then, you know, you said, then you called me, but it wasn't that long. And I said, oh, you didn't take that long. Well, you said, no, I just go around the block and it clears my head. And then I can just pray and just like, you know, listen. So whatever works for you, you know, I am the type that likes to go in my room and close the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a chair that doesn't match anything in my house. But I had that chair when Jeff and I were first married. It was actually his chair. You know, his little TV chair. And as the years went on, he didn't like the reclining chairs anymore. But this one rocks and it reclines. I think the recliner still works, but it's like the little material has torn and it would take like 2 seconds to actually fix it. But I don't really use it to recline. And I've nursed all my babies in that chair.
And so, you know, that chair will go with me wherever I move. It's a beige chair. And like I said, it doesn't match any of the decor. I actually did paint my bedroom to match, you know, it's kind of like a color that doesn't not go with it. But anyway, you know, it's where I sit, and it just brings me peace. And, you know, it's where it's my sanctuary. So whatever that is, you know, as a busy mom, and I know my grandkids come over, you know, you can't even go to the bathroom alone without someone knocking on the door or walking in when they're little. So it's difficult, but, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, we have a Facebook group, and it is, you can just jump on, you know, when you are allowing yourself that Facebook time, but it's facebook.com/groups Homeschool Radio Family. And it's made up of all of us show hosts on this network. Mira's there and I'm there, and I don't, it's being run by Gina, who is helping with the network, and she's an amazing homeschool mom as well. And she's had homeschooled her four kids, and she's got just her youngest left homeschooling. And so Gina's been helping. But there was a question she posted right along these lines, Meredith, and she said, you know, when do you get the most done? Are you a stay-up-late person, or are you, you know, a wake-up-early? And she was saying how for her it changed. It used to be staying up late to get things done, and now it's you know, waking up early. So whatever works for you, you know, if it's getting up a little bit earlier, because I think a lot of the reason that we don't give ourselves enough, you know, slack to feel better about what we're doing is because we put this pressure on ourselves, you know, to get so much done. And which leads me to, you know, how do you relax? And my husband would say to me, you know, you don't know how to relax. And he's right. For me and one of my sons in particular, we are doers. So if we're not doing something to be productive, then we are not happy. And it's not even something I consciously do. I've learned that about myself through the years. And so whether it was sitting with him and watching something on television and I was looking through magazines and finding recipes, or, you know, writing, now we hop on the internet if we want a recipe, right? Or, you know, look at Pinterest or, you know, whatever. But, you know, that was like something I had to be doing something. And so one time I read a question, and it is like, what is the one thing that you like to do to relax? And for the longest time, I couldn't even think of that because that's so out of my wheelhouse. But for me, the one thing I found that I really like, that I didn't give myself, quote unquote, that pleasure that I have the opportunity to, you know, that I have, and that is I have a large soaking tub in my bedroom, and my husband's a builder, and so we had ordered this really nice hot jacuzzi, not hot tub, but like a jacuzzi type tub. And I didn't want to spend the money for it because we were building our house and we had a certain budget, and the bank actually made us put more money in escrow because they said we couldn't build it for what we had. That was all we wanted to borrow, and they wouldn't let us, you know, we had to come up with more cash because they said you can't build it for that price, which we could. And then they gave us back our savings. I wish we were there for your build out, Meredith. I should have sent Jeff up to, you know, Orlando to do it for you because he would have been within budget. But, you know, so what ended up happening is a plumber friend called and said, I know these are not your colors, but we have this, like, it was kind of like a mauve-y kind of, you know, tub. Didn't have any of the jets. It didn't have anything, but it was like $150 instead of $700 or $800 for this other tub. And so I said to him, no big deal. We'll just change our color scheme to go around this tub. And we did. We used this gray and this like mauve-y kind of, you know, tile, which is totally out and not the colors, although gray is coming back because we've lived in this house so long. But it was just, you know, but it's so nice to be able to have that time. And the kids one year for Mother's Day bought me this like little rack that fits from side to side, and I can even prop a book up and read. So not that I do that a lot, but I try to say at least one time a week I am going to allow myself a long, luxurious soak. And, you know, I use essential oils and I, you know, just feel so refreshed. And the kids even told me about a case for my phone so I could even read on my phone that's waterproof, you know, and so it was, you know, just a little bit of time. And I think if we allow ourselves, you know, what is that one thing that you want to do that you don't have the time for? You say, oh, gosh, that's such a luxury, I can't do it. You know, and I hope one thing is your Mommy Jammies Night, which we have one time a month. You know, like I get an email today from someone saying, you know, I don't come to Mommy Jammies Night. I listen to it later, but I really need to come live because, like, that's the only show that I do live on our podcast network. And she goes, because then I can connect with the moms. I just don't feel like I have the time for that luxury. And that is important, you know, to be able to do that.
I agree. I think you do find nice fellowship. I love the Mommy Jammies Nights. They are really awesome. And I want to come and soak in your bathtub, Felice. That's
awesome.
I'm just thinking all I want about it.
I know, right.
But one thing that we do in our house to get rid of stress and, you know, get closer and have a more graceful day is to read inspiring books. And, you know, I'm a real murder mystery fan. I loved Agatha Christie and, you know, I love to read old murder mysteries. But they don't necessarily, you know, inspire me. They're kind of my veg-out books. I don't read, you know, them a lot. But I love it when I read a book that inspires me about someone who has given their life for the Lord. And I remember not this past summer, but the summer before, I read a lot of books about people in the 20th century. So I read a book about Derek Prince, who was a pastor and a missionary, and he got saved in and then he ended up in the Middle East during World War II. And I read about Winston Churchill, and I read about how he went through his I don't believe in God phase, and then he ended up in this situation where there was, you know, he thought, you know, only God can help me now. I better change my mind about this stuff and cry out to him. And God came through for him, and he never lost his faith again in the Lord and in the Word of God. And I just read about all these fascinating people, you know, an unknown missionary couple who was in Vietnam and experienced horrible things, but ended up with one convert in their ministry who went on to make many, many more converts. And so anyway, I just read about all these people who had given everything to serve the Lord, and it really inspired me because, you know, I don't know about you, but I can have a lot of self-pity, like, oh, poor me, I work so hard. Is anyone noticing, you know? And then I just think I need a lot of times to put things in perspective, like, this is for the Lord, and I want to do it wholeheartedly, and here's examples for me of other people who love Jesus, and they're serving him with all their hearts. And so when I finish a book like that, I just am inspired to be more like the Lord. So that is one thing that God has really used in my life to inspire me and push me closer to him, because there's no cure for stress except for the Lord. There isn't.
Right. That's true. And I don't ever think that you could possibly say, woe is me, because I know you, Meredith. It's just, you are really an amazing person. You really are. And you are one of the sweetest people I know, because she's, her house, I was telling her the other day, we were driving past Orlando, and I had had, you know, some stress in my life. And my husband's like, we should just stop at Meredith's and you know, I will take you to go see her, because we were nearby. And and I thought that was so sweet of him.
I know. I
wish you that.
I know.
Oh, gosh. We just, you know, and see, that's how she is. You can just drop in and she would be fine with that. So that's, you're so amazing. But, you know, one of the things for me, as much as I love to read, and I love to read inspiring books, and you're going to laugh at this one, Meredith, because you're the music person, and Meredith runs her music ministry of her church. But for me, it's praise and worship music. When I start feeling down, I just love the praise and worship. So I'll hear stuff on, as techie as I am, and I run this podcast network, and I can tag audios, and we do all this, you know, funky stuff behind the scenes, and I can even code a little bit with HTML. I have just not taken the time to learn my phone. And so there's a playlist on there, and I have to say to my kids, okay, could you please, you know, get this set up for me, because they can do it in 2 seconds. So why would I do that, right? Let me write you a speech or bake you, you know, cookies, but not set up a playlist. So I have 4 songs that I play consistently, and I just recently got a car this year. And, you know, so it was, I didn't have a phone that could sync to my radio in my car, but now I do. And, you know, and it was just like even going to the airport after we left my daughter this year, we went to visit her, and I was so down. And we've got the GPS telling us, you know, how to get back to the airport. My husband and I went after his first surgery. And when he was, even though I made him, made him get a, I ordered for him a wheelchair, made him, because he didn't want the wheelchair. But then later he thanked me because he said he couldn't have walked that whole length of airport. So, you know, we went and visited her. And so instead of being depressed on the way back to the airport, because I was leaving my daughter, I played all this praise and worship. And then every once in a while it would stop mid-song to, you know, tell us how to get to the airport. And my husband was really sweet. He didn't say, turn that off so we don't lose our turn here as we're, you know, trying to get to the airport to leave. But that was the other thing I had, while I was in the car listening to the radio, if I was stopped, I would write down the name of a song. And one year, Annie got me all of these songs, you know, that she either found, because there's like the library has them on, you can borrow them for a certain amount of time. And she made me this little playlist one time. And then she purchased some for me. From there, they have an iTunes card that's like one of the things I give them for Christmas. So, because I don't want my kids stealing music. So for all of you out there that know all these freebie sites, and I think part of it's being an author, Meredith, you know, just
yes,
I'll pay
I
the
agree.
99 cents or the $1.29 for the music.
Absolutely,
and so
yeah.
She went into my account and put, because she and her brothers share one account, the three of them, which is in my name. So I actually have 2 iTunes accounts and don't even know how to use them. So it's hysterical, because I want to know what my kids are doing. So my kids, all their stuff comes when they buy something, I see it. And but anyway, that is for me such an uplifting way to, you know, just, if you can start the day with praise and worship music, or, you know, play it with your kids. I remember we started our homeschool. We would, you know, start with prayers and, you know, on our knees praying. And then, you know, we would pull out our, you know, books and like sing a hymn. And, you know, we did that every morning for years. You know, we did the Pledge of Allegiance. We, you know, figured out what day it was on the calendar so that the kids could, you know, write that down. You know, we did a lot of, I was a school teacher at one point, so we did a lot of like real, you know, kind of schoolish kind of things when they're little. You know, one person got to hold a flag and try not to poke the other person as we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and just like little fun things. You know, what's the weather like outside? You know, is it sunny? Let's put it on the sunny little thing. And then as they got older, you know, then we could switch to a little bit of the older things. But we, you know, we, as long as we homeschooled together, we always started with prayer. And so if you add music to that, that's a wonderful way to, you know, enrich your life and the lives of your children. And, you know, my children grew up loving Christian music. And that was one of the things my son would say to me is like, Mom, a lot of my friends don't listen to Christian music. Well, if it's not what you're listening to on the radio, then you're going to find that your kids are not going to either. So remember, they emulate what we demonstrate to them over and over again.
I agree.
And I know music is a big part of your family.
It is such a big part. We all sing and we all play different instruments. And you're right. There's nothing like worship. And, yeah, I love to hear my kids sing. I always make up little songs for them, you know, like when, but it's so funny because of Rusty, like I try to make up songs for him, and then what rhymes with Rusty? Dusty and Crusty. So I'm looking for rhymes for Rusty that are better.
But, funny.
Yeah, that, you know, God gave us music. It can soothe our soul. It can get us excited. And it is such a gift, such a blessing. And I know that if you are listening, every season has its own stressors. And sometimes we can think, oh, my goodness, this season is so hard. I can't wait to get to the next season.
Get to the next one, right?
Easier.
Yeah.
But then there's stressors there. And the truth is this. We live in a fallen world. And in this world, Jesus said, you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. I never hear people put those in the little promise boxes. In the world, you will have trouble. You know, we don't want to hear that. But it is true. If we are prepared emotionally for that, then when things come, we can say, okay, I'm not surprised at this. I know that things are not going to be perfect. But I also know that God has a plan, and I can lift him up and praise him. I can go to him in prayer. I can read about other people who have loved him. I can, you know, work hard. I can, but leave the results to him. And I think if, you know, we just take everything we talked about, Felice, which was so much good stuff, I think God really has a message of hope to you. If you're listening and you feel stressed out, I think God really has a message of hope to you in this message. If you'll just kind of sit back and sift through what we've said, I think for you specifically, God would want you to take some of these ideas and try them out in your life. They've worked for Felice and me, and it's because they're just timeless truths.
Right. And remember that God is not a God of guilt or depression, and that's not what he wants for you. You know, he wants so much more for you, and I think sometimes we limit, we put limitations on it. We think, oh, gosh, you know, but I feel so sick, or I feel so, you know, stressed because of finances. I mean, we've been there, too, with that, and, you know, how can I ever, you know, get through this or you know, just give it to the Lord. Like, Meredith, you shared so many good things about, you know, ways to combat that. But also, you know, getting with like-minded people that can lift you up. And, you know, that's
true.
For years, I'm going to be honest with you, I really dragged my feet about this, you know, having a private Facebook group, because we already have a Facebook group. And the private one, though, is just really for... it's not out there. It's not going to be blasted on your wall. It's just everything stays in that group. And, you know, I really felt like, you know, that's the whole idea of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And what we're doing is, you know, helping and coming alongside you in your walk. And, you know, as you continue to homeschool, because we want you to continue to homeschool and we want to help you to do that. So, you know, the whole network has so many wonderful things. Meredith, you have so many wonderful books, and I have the Thanksgiving book, and I think I'm going to go buy that because I know, you know, it'd be great for the grandkids, and I'd love for Christina to have that. And so I'm so happy to see that you're continuing to write, and, you know, we just both, you know, love you guys and want to thank you for listening today. And I know this has been longer than our normal sessions. We try to keep them to 30 minutes. And also a special blessing on Mike, who's watching your grandson as we're recording this. So we ask you, Lord, to fill him with an abundance of graces today as he filled in for Grandma while she's recording. And thank you all for listening, and God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.